This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, baby, we are back. It's hour number two of the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door here in Mesquite on 30. They got a beer truck, a barbecue truck, bounce houses for the kids. So when you swing on by here, come on in, say hi to us. And get some fellowship in here. We've seen so many Tolos today. It's been outstanding. And then get on out there and fellowship with the beer trucks and the barbecue trucks. We every day at 3 o'clock we take a look at all the big stories that have been developing throughout your broadcast day. The top story right now: Aaron Rodgers is going to continue playing. He's still very confident after watching half of that show. You know, he was talking about winning the MVP and winning a Super Bowl still. So I think Aaron Rodgers is not going to maybe look at his life and think, wow, I have all these other interests now, I should leave. He's looking at it like, wow, I have all these other interests, and now I've figured out a way to have both of them coexist, which I think was trouble for him. But he's just like any other quarterback. You're going to have to tell him, get, right? Because as long as I can make this amount of money, and he's obviously going to believe in himself, his confidence is still through the roof. I mean, dude really thought he was coming back from that Achilles.
Oh, he did, man.
I believe it.
I mean, you go behind the scenes on that kind of stuff, and he's telling the doctors, like, no, in 2 weeks I'm playing. He's like, we can pick up the pieces afterwards if that's what it's going to take. And if they hadn't had, like, a fumble six or a pick six or something in one of the late games, they would have been in playoff position, and Aaron Rodgers would have tried it, which would have been insane because it would have ended really bad.
Yeah, that would have been ugly. That would have been ugly. And that's part of what makes him or made him great, you know, throughout those years. Just sort of that psycho sort of delusion of I am the man. And he had every reason to believe he was the man. I mean, four-time MVPs, the dude's unbelievable. So he's not going to let go of that idea until it is just sort of beaten out of him.
Yes. You know, and why would you lose faith in yourself after everything he went through, from being so undersized in high school, not getting recruited, having to go to junior college, having to prove himself to Cal, and then the draft process? I mean, there have been so many times that he has been knocked down and out throughout his career and overcome that you can't imagine why he would lose confidence. But yeah, it's really is amazing how so many of these guys, and you can talk about how he has this quick release and this cannon arm despite his size. But they're all just beyond driven to be great, because that's the only way you could get to that top. And you know, the stories of him outworking everybody in high school and college, like the upperclassmen, like, I was lazy compared to this dude, just absolutely insane. But I don't think he can play anymore, you know. So I think this is another one of those greats. There was probably a 5 or 6 year period where I considered Aaron Rodgers to be as good as anybody that had ever done it.
Agreed. I mean, the way that he's been a nightmare, for Cowboy fans, honestly. I mean, screw him. I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. I hate him. I hope this fails miserably, and I think the dude's done now. It will be fun, the games against the Jets and the Packers this year, the revenge games. Those will be cool. But I think he's a self-absorbed, obsessed individual.
Have you seen the movie?
I'm sure it's a great propaganda piece on Aaron Rodgers.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Sure, he signed off on it and said, that's exactly what I want. You're making me look great. There's been too many people that have had relationships with him that just talk about how bad of a human being he is for me to now think that that's not how he is. And he's constantly on the search of identity. He doesn't know what his identity is without playing football. That's why it's so hard for him now to get away from the sport. So, I mean, hey, he's an insightful individual, but overall, just as a sports fan, I can't stand him.
Yeah, and I just crossed that bridge as I did one time with Kobe. You know, I hated Kobe his entire career. Then he retired, and he became like the greatest girl dad to ever hang him up. You know, and I was like, well, I guess I'm a Kobe guy now.
Yeah.
You know, so these kind of things can change. I guess once you start to look at somebody that you like, you see things in a different light. But. Mm-hmm. You know, and I hate to get too deep on you. Sometimes I feel like I do too much, especially in light of the conversation we had last week. I promise I won't go religious here, but I do believe at our core, you know, we're all broken in one way or another, mm-hmm. and our personalities are just us trying to cope with that and deal with the world, you know, and that's how Aaron Rodgers does. You know, I don't think he's intentionally, like, misleading or being fake. He's just doing the best he can, you know, and oftentimes it's not good enough to avoid being totally obnoxious.
Fair enough.
Amen, dude.
Okay, Rangers back in action tonight at 6, and they need a win, man. They do, and they turn to Jack Leiter, who is allowing just a 2.28 ERA over his last four starts. It's down to 3.66 for the season. You buying this Jack Leiter? And am I going to eat a giant plate of Jack Leiter crow?
Yep, you are. You are.
Leiter crow's coming for you, bro.
Every start that he's Leiter making, crow. there's probably one or two innings where he looks like it's, oh gosh, this is a struggle, but he kind of figures it out, mm-hmm. and then he gets out of a jam. There was a time before where he would not figure it out, and then things would snowball on him, and then he couldn't bring it back. And I think that he has gotten much better at being able to take things when it's not going well and being able to say, okay, this is what I have to do. His ability to make adjustments and stuff between innings and things, I think, has gotten so much better. Because there were times you watch and he'd have a bad inning and that was it. He was ruined the rest of the game. But, there's things that he's kind of been – it looks like, obviously, things he's been working on. You know, with his pitch, the location is something
the
we always.
The command is definitely improved, except for the four seamer. He still needs to get that down.
It's always probably something he's always going to have to deal
but
with.
The slider is a very good pitch.
I think
for him.
He's.
And the two seamer.
I think his overall demeanor, the way he's going about his job, the success that he's had. I mean, it was a little rough. He went from being the top dog at Vanderbilt, coming here and really getting the big case of the humble pie.
To dog water.
And to the point where, you know, maybe you were thinking about moving on. But I think he's adjusted far better to these things.
Well, opposing hitters last year hit .297 against him. Now it's .195.
Yeah, much better.
The slug against him last year was .527. It's now .302 slugging. So... It is really good, you know, what's going on with Jack Leiter right now. You can jump into that Baseball Savant place and, you know, pick out, hey, look at this. The expected ERA is a full run higher. But, I mean, in order to get to this point, if this is the peak now after last year, right, and you take another step next year and figure out a way to get consistent as, you know, time goes on, maybe that giant plate of Jack Leiter crow is off in my future, but I'm not willing to do it quite yet, which sucks because I'm rooting for the guy. You know,
I think it's fair to not do it just yet. I think you need some more consistency.
Okay, and I appreciate that perspective there from our resident, really baseball expert Zach Wolchuk.
There he is,
former pre and post game show host.
Thank you,
appreciate the validation there. I needed that.
I got your back, bro.
Yeah. Okay, Bosch described Adolis' return to the lineup as encouraging. He was 1-for-4. He had the 2 strikeouts. What'd you think, Wolchuk?
Yeah, I was bummed to see that, you know. But I'm optimistic that maybe after what we saw the night before with the pinch hitting, that it was just a rough night at the office. You circle back, and we'll see what happens. I'm assuming he's going to be in the lineup. I don't think this is going to be like, oh, my gosh, he had a rough outing. Now it's back to the
right. You got
to stay. So I'm sure that he's going to still be out there playing right field, but... Yeah, if you start to stack up again, like these are Ofer nights, then I don't know that this thing's going to get corrected.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got the one hit. Some of his at-bats have looked better, but the 2 strikeout per start trend that he finished like the last 3 weeks before he got benched did continue last night. You want him being aggressive, and you want to be confident in him. But, I mean, when you're if we're going to lose games, if I'm the Rangers, you know, we sure scored with him out. You know, all right. So MLB is going to propose automatic ball strike challenge system for 2026. Rob Manfred indicating that a computer tech could be implemented for next season. The ABS tested in spring training games successfully challenging calls. Manfred said teams are really positive about the ABS system, and Manfred said there were no current plans to expand beyond ball strikes, such as check swings. But that's real good news. You know, now that the players are aware that the technology is there, they're more frustrated than ever. And the umps are getting triggered. Like, I saw a guy over the weekend, he just touched his helmet and adjusted it, and the ump threw him out.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're trolling me. You're trying to call for the replay. You're out of here. So I just think everybody's in a bad place right now with this, Brian. You know how that is.
Oh, no, absolutely.
It's very sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this upgrade, though. I mean, this is what we need. What was that game the other night where just the umpire, the game one versus the Rays?
Oh, jeez.
It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, there's been some really, really blatant misses. So, I mean, we got to see it firsthand, to your point, at spring training. I thought it worked really well. I'm glad that they're moving forward with this. I think it's going to help the sport.
Yeah, and it's one step here from just instant ball strikes that you know are accurate.
And it's pretty quick. Like, that was the concern. Like, is this going to slow the game down? They had that thing moving.
And I'll tell you what, I think the umps were better in spring training with it looking over their shoulder than they are now.
Yeah.
I mean, accountability.
Yeah, it was like competitive.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, challenge it. Let's see. Am I right or wrong? Yeah. It's kind of embarrassing if you're wrong, but if you're right, it's like, ha, screw you.
Except for when it's like right there. Then you're like, okay, what? Now I have even a little bit more respect for, I can understand why you saw it that way.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I get it. But technology says you're wrong, but respect to the eye.
Yes. And I really grew some respect for the umpires there, and I'm surprised that as we get into the regular season, we're back to egregious misses. Maybe that's just the volume of the games. But we sat there and watched a week's worth of games, and it was amazing how good the umpires were and how we didn't see any that were obvious massive mistakes. So I do wonder if having that eye over your shoulder maybe gets them more locked in. Cowboys mandatory minicamp next week. It is going to be a lot of fun with media availability. Brian, we'll be able to dig into another round of stories.
Another round of stories, and hopefully with Ranger Day baseball next week, next Thursday, we get to get out there. And I was talking to Bobby because I was worried about the last day of the minicamp where the coach just says, it's
mm-hmm.
– but according – Bobby was talking to some folks in the media. They don't believe that Shoddy's going to just bail on the last practice. We'll see. We'll see, but – nothing worse than you like get ready to go watch practice and then it's let's go pop balloon days and do all that stuff.
Yeah, like he kind of got that out of the way in the beginning. Yeah. Like, let's go paintballing, we ping pong, maybe we'll do a free throw shooting contest. How about that, George Pickens? Let's go. And then boom, it's business the rest of the way.
Let's peak. Let's treat that final practice of the off season like it's the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
Not dorking around. We already dorked around.
I'll write about it like it's the Super Bowl. Trust me, I did that for 8 years.
I love it. Okay. You know what else I love is talking hockey with you guys. We go to the morning news. Kevin Sherrington posted this headline and story, why coaches, if they want to keep their jobs, must tread carefully with today's athletes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday it was Kalashaw, today at Sherrington, a couple of columnists writing about that the chances that, you know, DeBoer knows he screwed up by throwing Ottinger under the bus, and it could be why he is shown the door. Yeah, I guess I'm surprised by this. If those players can generate that much of a groundswell and get him pushed out, hey, we just saw it yesterday in the NBA with Tibbs.
Well, I'll say this about hockey. That is the one sport where you will fire your current guy if the right guy becomes available.
Yeah, absolutely.
We saw Montgomery in St. Louis early in the season. He gets let go in Boston, and the next thing you know, it's like you're out. Like, they will fire a guy to get another guy. That is one of hockey seems to be the one sport where it's like, okay, if it's 20 games in, you're gone. And then we've had an assistant come in interim and then take you to the conference finals or some crazy thing like that. But, yeah, these hockey guys, they have to be really careful because if all of a sudden – and I do feel like that Pete DeBoer, if he were to get let go, somebody would fire their coach and pick him up. That's just how I feel.
We've already had two openings been filled with the Bruins already.
Yeah.
The Penguins went ahead and signed a new coach. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to leave. I don't think they're firing him, but – who knows? Maybe when the Texas Stars season's over, that's when we'll get some news on that.
I think if you got two morning news guys writing about it, there's some serious legs to it, and it'll be really interesting. I think if Nil does decide to change, it'll probably be for a big name. I think LaViolette is out there. There's some accomplished guys.
Mike Sullivan, I think, is available.
Do you guys root for the team that eliminated you, or do you root for them to fall on their faces
immediately? Did Sullivan get the Rangers job? I'm sorry.
I don't think he did.
I usually am rooting against that team. I can understand the reasoning behind, like, hey, we lost to the champs.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm thinking, I want them to lose now.
I do like losing to the champs. But the way that that thing went, you know, I kind of put them not in a Laker category, but it makes me feel the same way.
Yeah, the amount of disrespect that was taking place throughout the whole thing.
Insane,
I want them to eat S the rest of the way.
And I don't.
Let's go, Ice Cats.
I don't think you can ever root for a team that so thoroughly kicked the Stars' ass at the end of game one. Like, I remember talking about that the next day. I was like, guys, this isn't good. You know, they established dominance. They mounted you in the mud hole as the dominant hippopotamus.
Oh, that Bischel.
Bischel crawling into the fetal position and Corey Perry making fun of him.
That was so
really
bad.
That could have been that could have been the turning point.
You didn't go fight him? Listen,
it could have been.
USA will fight Canada in the damn Four Nations face-off at international competition to set a tone. We were like, we don't want to fight these guys. We're scared. That's what that said.
Yeah, screw Edmonton. I can't do it.
It's an all-time clowning, dude.
And especially the Nick Nurse deal, the slash, and their fans making fun of Roppe like he was just going ahead and faking it. Then he gets a broken foot. Screw them.
If I'm leadership, I'm getting together. I'm like, yes, we need defenders that don't turn it over through the neutral zone, okay?
Yeah.
And yes, we need some forwards that don't choke in the playoffs, but damn it, I'm going to get me three fighters before this offseason's over.
I guarantee you Corey Perry has that still shot of Bischel
right
in the fetal position.
It's framed.
That thing is framed.
Yeah.
And it is in primetime position in that man cave.
That's the Christmas card.
That's the Christmas card.
You know the impact in football of a big hit or basketball, a big dunk? It just changes the emotional temperature of everything. And I don't think the Stars ever recovered from that. All right, we're live at Tolbert Garage Door here in Mesquite, right off of 30. And we love it if you come by. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Food trucks, bounce houses. Colby Tolbert and his guys at local vendors, just a number of Tolo businesses here, fellowshipping, Harbor Lights, the Great Outdoor Sandwiches, CBD American Shaman. If you want some Delta in your life, be careful. But
Careful.
Our guy Eric brought some. It's sitting over there in a cooler, and we're having a great time here, so we'd love for you to come fellowship with us. The C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. That's next right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire. Anytime, anywhere, with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. We're calling all Tolos to the east side this afternoon. Tolbert Garage Door. You know him and love him. You know Colby Tolbert from the ads. He's hosting an epic Tolo fan hang for you on this Thursday. The cold beers are flowing. They got me an N.A. from Athletic Brewing Company. But Indian Outlaw Barbecue is here. They're a fantastic barbecue, and they have a food truck you can eat. There's a beer truck as well, bounce houses for the kids. It's time for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. Yeah, it's right off 30 in Mesquite, easy to find.
It's incredible.
Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Okay, I got a funny Troy Aikman cut here in just a second. But one of my favorite storylines right now is Osa. And we mentioned this briefly a couple of days ago. But one of his quotes from OTAs this week said he was going back and watching some of the tape from last year. And I was like, if I was doing this stuff, we're being coached to do now. I'm making this play. I'm making that play. Brian, do you see in the difference of Eberflus and Zimmer's system an opportunity for Osa to be even more disruptive? Because, I mean, his pass rush stuff was just off the charts good last year. Is that what we're talking about? Or do you think there's going to be maybe run game opportunities for Osa to improve in?
Well, I think the one thing that you've always known about the Rod Marinelli system is when the three technique and how quickly they ask that player to play up the field. And so I think that Mike... there's some things that Mike, I think he wanted Osa to play up the field, but I think it's even more honed in, emphasized with this particular coach with Eberflus. They want you to be on that outside shoulder and then get in the gap and be disruptive. And with the way that people, these blocking schemes, penetration kills a lot of blocking schemes, because if you get these pullers, And guys are not able to make cutoff blocks or reach blocks because the defender's so far up the field. All they're asking you to do is to mess up the blocking schemes, but also create hesitation in the backfield. The minute you get a back to stop or to slow down, then that allows people to get to the ball. That little bit of hesitation could allow somebody. So that three technique, yeah, Eberflus wants him to play up the field, and he's gonna get that opportunity. You know, because he's capable of it. He's capable of lining up head up or even playing inside shade to the center side and then going around a guard and then getting in on the play like that. But I think it's something that kind of suits his game.
I think taking a big step up or even a significant step up would be all pro land for him. If you're talking, do you believe he will be even better?
I think that there's things that he does. He has stretches of games where he gets a really good matchup, and he gets somebody that's not as quick-footed, not as athletic at guard.
And he dominates that guy?
Yeah, and it's a little bit – but that's what you want. You want that ability. Yeah, we all want the guy that's going to go up against
the best.
The best, and just kind of dominate that, you know, down after down after down. It's not always that way in the National Football League. You can't always – you know, it wasn't like their guy at the Rams back in the day and what he was able to do and how, you know, the quickness and things like that. But to me, it's when he's played against opponents that have been slow-footed or not as athletic, he's done a really, really nice job of taking advantage of that. But it's hard. Everybody now is playing with better centers and guards. So you have to be on your game when you're matching up against these guys. It used to be that, hey, you put your guard inside because he's a slow-footed dude, but that's not always the case nowadays.
Okay, elsewhere in the C-Note, thank you for that, Brian. G-Bag Nation C-Note every day at 3:20 here on your home of the Cowboys. A lot of talk about Shoddy's good vibes. You know, how this will go if they don't win. We go to 19, about 98, 99. Troy Aikman, as the wheels are falling off and he's ticked off that Barry Switzer's coaching staff won't keep people accountable. Here's this, maybe my favorite audio cut of all time from the sidelines.
Hey, guys, that's a f***ing embarrassment out there. That's a damn embarrassment. We can't block anybody up the f***ing hour hugging the ball early. Junior League.
Somebody's got to get their attention. And I tell you, Jack, I am tired of being a guy who's got to run down everybody's damn throat all the time. Why don't we have a coach that gets over there and does something about it? Instead, we want to go over and pat everybody on the ass, and they haven't done a job all night. Guys out there off, and nobody says anything about it. We got a head coach who won't say anything about it. We got coaches offensively who won't do anything about it.
Troy.
I mean, enough's enough.
I understand.
Babysitting's over.
Who was that? Was that Jim Garrett? Who was that?
No, Jack Troy. Riley.
Jack Riley.
Troy.
Jack Riley, please.
Keep going.
I love it. You know, and to me, when he says junior league, it's like, man, when you're developing players and, hey, we're all trying to get better, it's no problem. You didn't make the play, Johnny. It's fine. But we're here in the pros. Mm-hmm. So when great players that know what it takes are in this environment where it's all good, you know, I just hope Shoddy can marry this culture with accountability and discipline, because if you don't, that's what you're heading for.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, though, is the minute that we'll know what kind of coach that Schottenheimer is. Right now, it's everything is – good and we're feeling great about the situation and look what we're doing, that kind of thing. But the minute you start to have the adversity, what kind of coach is that? Or is he the coach that's willing to, is he the coach that's not going to take mistakes? And he's, I mean, their mistakes are main games, but if you're a guy that's consistently making mistakes, like a Sam Williams was, every time you play there seems to be some type of penalty or something like that, well then, you know how much do you tolerate doing that?
Looks like a card of Indian Outlaw Barbecue is approaching our broadcast position here. We're live at Tolbert Garage Door here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Their food truck just outside along with a beer truck, bounce houses for the kids. And we're feasting. You know, we're having
–
it's a proper fan hang here, and all Tolos are invited. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Just smell that.
Look at the barbecue.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thank
barbecue.
You, thank you. Ribs, thank brisket. You.
Indian Outlaw. One of my favorite country pop songs. From the 90s, by the way.
Oh,
Indian
yes.
Outlaw.
Open songs. They got
always, always liked that song, and I love the barbecues.
Who sang Indian Outlaw? Do you remember?
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw special? Oh, it's a country song, huh?
Yeah. Kind of.
Kind of?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if, you know, Old West country people would want to claim it.
Look at all those sides.
But yes,
that's great.
Yes, sir. Okay. Up next in the C-note here, Cowboys news of the evening on your home of the Cowboys. The headline, more than just the Cowboys, Jerry Jones' business empire from football to real estate. Morning News has a piece up on it. If you're interested in business and Cowboys or – you know, the business of you know, what's going on behind the scene. But I thought it was great detail with, you know, especially in the context of that oil man show just being out there. So
Landman.
Oil company started in the 70s, sells for $175, buys the Cowboys. You know, and now he's got so much money. 2018 traded $620 million in oil-producing properties for a majority stake in this big oil company. Then threw another $475 at it. And just this last year added another $150 million to it. He now owns, $150 million to it. He now owns 67% of that.
Blackstone, Greystone?
Yeah, what's that called? That
a Greystone Roofing?
Yeah, no, Greystone Roofing.
I know, but it's something stone, right?
It's Greystone-Roofing.com.
Yeah, okay. It has an oily name to it. But and then Legends Hospitality started that in 2008. Yeah. Went into business with the Yankees to start the concessions thing that's all over sports.
He's got all the new stadiums. He's got the stadium in Vegas. He has SoFi Field. I think he's got Notre Dame football too. I think they're
while really, dipping into the college ranks.
Yeah, they're every new stadium seems to be outfitted with his hospitality stuff.
Deuce Vaughn, Connor Riley reunion, a key storyline in Cowboys running back battle. That is the story from Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com. Pretty dang crowded running back room now, guys. It's five guys plus Deuce Vaughn, so six guys in there. Is there a path forward, or is this like your last year before you joined Dad on the coaching staff?
Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, I just didn't see where Deuce fit anymore. He's not going to give you anything on special teams, and if you're not the starting running back, I don't know that there's a roster spot for you. You need
what special
guys.
Teams does he play? See, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
The size, if you're not going to be the starting running back, you have got to play special teams. The Cowboys for the last couple of years have got away from that when you had Zeke here and then you had Rico Dowdle. What special teams? So now it puts the stress on everybody else to have to cover. Usually your third running back is the guy that's playing. Yep. Hunter Lipke's out there. Not only is he playing as a crash test dummy guy, blocking and doing all that,
right.
But he's having to play all the special teams because they don't have another back that could help him out on that. Deuce Vaughn is too short to be effective in the National Football League. It's a problem.
Yeah, and you hate to see it too because it's such a great story. Yeah, I think
he's a great college player. He was a great college player. But when you get to the league, and Bill Parcells always said this, when I take you to the game, how many plays are you going to give me? How many plays are you going to give me? And that's the problem. When they try and put Deuce Vaughn in on stuff, then they don't get enough plays. He's active for a game, and he plays four plays. That's a waste of a spot.
Exactly, yep. There's no room for him on the roster.
Deuce has a quote in this story that I'm like, that's cool, but then I felt bad for him because he's like, yeah, Connor Riley is a guy that believed in me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I had to be on a big search for coaches that believed in me, and I found one, so I'm a big fan of Connor. But, you know, that aside, Brian, scheme change, is that like your last shot? Like, we're going to be running in a different way now?
No, he'll get opportunity. I think Bobby made a good point about maybe trying to get some of the other guys up to speed. You know, I was talking to Sean Payton. I think I mentioned it yesterday about Sean and I had a visit about Williams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sean's like, listen, Brian, 2 years removed, you know, give him a chance. Third down back, can catch it, can block. He's not going to be your primary guy. You know, so maybe you are trying to get some guys some work. Maybe you're trying to get Sanders some work. Maybe you're trying to get Maffa some work. Maybe you're trying to get Blues some work. You know, and now they kind of know what they have. But they also might know that, like, just like we talked about here in the last couple of minutes, was that Deuce Vaughn is too short to play in the NFL.
There he is, Brian Broz, the former Cowboy scout, the Super Bowl champion, and he has more football wisdom coming up next in Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions, as I always do for my guys. We'll do.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do that next.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door off 30 in Mesquite. Come join us. We're having a proper fan hang. They have a beer truck out there. Looks like Chiefs cracking them already. Crack them if you got them. And we also have amazing barbecue from Indian Outlaw Barbecue. They have their food truck out here, bounce houses for the kids, and Tolbert Garage Door, your headquarters for all things garage doors. Okay, so time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the King, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Got some questions for you guys, as I always do. Appreciate the answers that you give me for these. These are some kind of like down the line, so maybe we'll have to kind of figure out, you know, about these guys when we get to Oxford. But I just want to maybe put it out there that we have some initial thoughts about these guys. But here's my first question for you. As a group, I'll ask this as a group. Is there a chance that Will Greer pushes Joe Milton for the backup job here?
I don't think so, just because of the investment and the understanding that you're still getting a project kind of quarterback. You knew that going in. This is no surprise. We're making that decision knowing what we're getting ourselves into here. We're looking at the future here. We know what Will Greer is, and that is total, I mean, fringe. He's not. There's no upside. We're going for the upside here with the backup quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
you kind of felt like you played with that guy though, with Cooper Rush a little bit. That you knew what you had
with Will Greer.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm saying with Cooper Rush, you kind of knew what you had, right? You didn't play the more talented guy, which would be, you know, Trey Lance.
Well, Mike McCarthy didn't. Do you think?
That's why I'm asking this question, because I'm just wondering. You know, Bobby was talking about Joe Milton, and we're all going to be super excited about Joe Milton. You know, and what Joe Milton could bring potentially if he gets the opportunity. And I agree with you. I think Joe Milton's a 2 years down the road guy.
Yeah.
But I wonder if right now, is Joe Milton going to be so reckless with the ball and so reckless, you know.
They can't justify QB2.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
You've got a better chance to win a game on Sunday with Will Greer than Joe Milton.
Right.
That's what I'm asking. I mean, yeah. and I'm saying.
Which could be true.
I personally would play Joe Milton myself. I wonder if they would, in fact, just say, you know what? We see in training camp, we start to see in the games, the preseason games, that maybe that Joe Milton can be a little wheels off, but also he can make like great throws. I don't know. After what they did with Trey Lance,
right?
And Schottenheimer was part of that. Mm-hmm. He was part of that whole, you know, that whole thing. Even McCarthy says, "Well, I didn't know they brought, you know, I didn't know they traded for him." Yeah, sure you didn't.
I mean, the pendulum swings from, hey, do we want to develop this guy, to this guy can help us win, and with Cooper Rush, this guy can help you win one out a lot. I don't think Will Greer can help you win as much as Cooper Rush did, because he likes to throw the YOLO ball. He's not going to be as conservative and trust the game plan. And I think Milton is better than Trey Lance. So I think, you know, it's like two ships barely crossing in the night, and now it favors the Milton side just barely.
Yeah, and I would just add, I think, like, we know McCarthy, as you said, surprised by Trey Lance.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to do that. It sounds like Schottenheimer's more in lockstep with some of the stuff that they're doing. He was probably hyped about the idea of Milton. I mean, that's just my guess on it. I don't think he's just like, oh, crap, you're doing this to me with Milton?
I would hope that they get excited about Milton. But I was just sitting there thinking, like, could we be in a situation where all of a sudden – that Will Greer looks good in camp. The ball, you know, everything's accurate. You know, they're kind of moving along. They get some. Remember the last preseason game he played before he got cut? Dak was calling the plays.
No, he played great.
And he threw for like 300 yards. And I know it's a preseason game, but it was one of those things where you're like, gosh, they just kind of let that guy go.
I think it would only be if they're worried if Milton goes out and plays poorly, his confidence is just going to be shattered.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to just ruin the kid and throw him out there when he's mentally not ready to go against an NFL defense. But I think ultimately he's too talented that they'd ride with Milton.
Well, Chuck, is there a chance that Phil Moffa could win the running back, the starting running back job?
No. My gut says no, there's not a chance. I think he's fighting for a roster spot. There's a chance maybe he does look the best at times. I think he could end up being the starting running back as like a 1-2 punch with Jaden Blue down the line. But I think they're going – at the beginning of the season, they're going to go with one of these veterans, so whichever one emerges.
So you would say, okay, what if I said – I would say Phil Moffa is your running back one first week of October.
I think there's a chance of that. Yeah. I think there's a chance of that.
Chief?
Yeah, I agree because I don't have much belief in anybody else in front of them, and we see – late round, undrafted, whatever, rookie running backs come out and they're able to make a difference. So I think there's absolutely a chance of it. And that's more of an indictment really on kind of just the running back room in general. Mm-hmm. You brought in Miles Sanders and Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
Is it a 4-5, Phil Moffa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. You combine good enough speed with size and production in college and what those guys said. Both your veterans could be washed up. and Jaden Blue might be fumble. So at that point, you're looking at Hunter Lipke, Deuce Vaughn, or Phil Maffa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think I'd put the chances at about 4%, but there's a chance.
I think there is a chance. I hope they prove me way wrong about him, by the way, because he's a guy I wouldn't have taken. But then again, all these running backs they've kind of brought, with the exception of Blue, I've kind of like everyone, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, let's prove me wrong here. But
what do you remember about like the main reason why on that? There's just something about him, or was it more about the other guys just because it was such a deep class?
What, Phil Moffitt, why he got drafted?
Well, no, of why like you were less like
– the list is Zach
– Ja'Cory Trotsky Merritt was the guy you'd have taken.
Well, him or Allen.
Well, Allen was gone a few picks earlier.
Yeah, but I mean that's the kind of the guys I was looking at right there.
There's just so many other guys.
There were so many other guys there, so all of a sudden these guys started getting pushed down and – Phil Moffitt was also kind of nicked up at Clemson a little bit.
Yeah, he dealt with the shoulder.
So, yeah, I mean, I was like, okay, well, you're going to give me a running back that's got a bad shoulder, and I'm going to, why are we doing that?
Yeah.
So I hope they prove me wrong on that one.
What's the comp? The comp's Derrick Henry? That's what you're hoping for?
Well, certainly. That would be shooting for the moon.
But Moffitt doesn't have the speed of Henry?
No, I think LeGarrette Blount, I think Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah. Brandon Jacobs. I mean, maybe not that tall.
He's not as tall,
but
that, just a bruiser,
that thick kind of a guy. Yeah.
But no wiggle. You're just trying to make one cut.
You're going.
Yeah, he's one cut
ahead.
And go
straight ahead.
Straight ahead. Chief.
Yes, sir.
Could Brevin Spann Ford take Luke Schoonmaker's job as the second tight end?
I think it's certainly on the table, but I don't expect that to happen. They clearly like Spann Ford, but they invested plenty in Scooney as well. And Scooney showed enough a little bit to say, like, okay, there's some competence here. Maybe this season he can go ahead and start making a difference. Year three, tight ends take a little while to develop. So I don't see it happening, but it absolutely could.
I don't think on merit I don't think Spann Ford has the tools to give him the upside that a Schoonmaker does. So, I mean, what can Spann Ford do as a coach where I'm thinking long-term, I'm going to play this guy and he's going to be better than this guy who's kind of, built for it. So I think it'd be tough for him to get the opportunity. And maybe if Scooney is hurt and he blows up, but no. Nah.
How about you there, Wooly?
I mean, I like Brevin Spann Ford. I'm a Spann Ford fan.
The
second round pick with Luke Schoonmaker, they do put a lot into that. But they paid Brevin Spann Ford a ton of money as an unrestricted free agent. Both were really good blockers coming out of school. Spann Ford is bigger, wider catch radius. I think is actually a little bit more wiggle after the catch than what Schoonie's going to give you. I think that Spann Ford could become a better player than Luke Schoonmaker personally.
If Spann Ford would learn how to catch the ball and not look totally uncomfortable doing it, like his hand placement never looks right, you're not really super confident throwing him the ball. Schoonmaker, at least when there were times when Ferguson was out, Dak was not the seam stuff, but there were routes underneath where
the outs especially.
Schoonmaker was making those plays. If Spann Ford were to develop maybe this past offseason and look more comfortable and more natural catching the football, there's a possibility there. There's a possibility there.
I like him at goal line tight end, Brian.
Goal line tight end, you like that
one?
All right, my last one for you guys. Could Justin Rogers, who was drafted by this team a couple years ago, be better than Mozzie Smith?
Oh, the defensive tackle from Auburn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he looked better than Mozzie Smith going through the drills last year in Oxnard. I really did. I was surprised that they cut him, then he went to Cincinnati, and luckily he found his way back. But, look, I'm encouraged like you were with Mozzie these last five games.
Sure.
But you're right. It's kind of like a specific type of center that right now he needs to go against, and he'll be able to be okay.
Yeah.
If he puts
like John Michael Smith's a little bit more undersized guy. Yeah.
Which, and that was one of my guys that I might be very wrong on.
No,
he's going into year three.
Sure.
But, yeah, I think, honestly, yes, Justin Rogers could become a better player, absolutely.
I mean, just knowing what I know about Mozzie Smith, I don't know much about this other guy, but
right.
I think there's absolutely a real chance. And I found it interesting the way Nick Harris put that yesterday about Tyler Guyton when you asked him.
Yeah.
You pressed him on it. Like, are you buying this?
Yeah.
And he was like, I do buy it on Guyton.
Sure.
But, like, last year with Mozzie, what did Nick say?
No.
Not really buying that.
I think those are all good points. I would say, why did they let him go last year? Because you're in the same spot last year.
Yeah. I felt like, too, when they were running through all those one techniques.
Yeah.
And they – And I was surprised that they moved on from him. Me personally, I'm like, wait a minute now. There's all these others that, you know, what are we doing here? This is a guy you obviously you evaluated, you drafted him, you know, what, maybe Mike Zimmer, maybe a thing with Jeff Sugina, that kind of thing. Like, ah, no, this isn't our type of guy. But there's a chance. There's a chance. I mean, this guy is a big body guy. He's got strength. He's got the lateral agility. He's got some things that Mozzie doesn't have. Mozzie had better bring that game. He cannot show up and be pouty and, you know, and have to put his arm around him and all that stuff. Like, he better be ready to play, or they're going to find somebody else that will. And I would keep an eye on Justin Rogers. I think he's a pretty darn good little player.
Well, that's good.
How fired up do you get when Brian puts the call out like that?
Yeah. This guy, like, better.
Mozzie. Hey, Mozzie, you better.
I mean, you got three.
Well, don't you guys feel that way?
Hell yeah. And that's why I love that you did it.
I love it, dude. That's my. There's a lot of questions about the defense, but that's the biggest one to me. Yeah.
They got three guys, you know, three young guys with a shot. And I love that Brian thinks one of them is better than Mozzie.
Well, and how about this? We got two, because we got a Toya believer in here as well.
We'll JT,
with the bully. You know, what, a fourth, fifth round grade on this guy?
I had a four on him.
Four on him. We got him in the seventh. That would be a game changer if those guys can step in and be better than Mozzie Smith. Please.
It would. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off of 30. We got 2 hours down and two to go. Rangers baseball's coming up at 6 o'clock. A lot of winds of change are blowing in the association. Chief, where are you taking us?
Well, you're going to want to hear what Chris Paul has to say about that Cooper flag next year in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteeclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.